present the Book of Oddities. We will share from the Book of Oddities. You will learn from the Book of Oddities. All of these oddities.
Happy New Year, pod people. Hope everybody's holidays were fantastic. I don't know about you all, but now that the holidays are over, I am kind of, looking forward to next Halloween because it is my favorite time of year. And on that note, the superstition we're going to talk about today is Halloween. Halloween, the last night of summer, October 31st, is traditionally the time when the spirits of the dead are allowed a last fling before winter sets in. It is an important night in the witchcraft calendar, and in Ireland, it is said that if you hear footsteps behind you, never look around for it. It's one of the dead following you, and if you turn and see him or her, you will soon join them. That's kind of creepy, but as a ghost hunter, I hear footsteps all the time coming up behind us, and you know, we always turn and look, and I'm still alive, so I'm going to call BS on that one. But it is interesting. Today, of course, the night has become one for parties and games, particularly in America, where girls still retain two Halloween love traditions. Oh, I've never heard of this. The first instructs them to go to a spring of water carrying a lamp, and if they peer into the depths, they should see reflected their future husband. If they are nervous of going out when it is dark, however, they can go to the same spring during daylight carrying a broken egg in a glass and pour some of the fresh water into it. Shortly after, says the superstition, they should get a picture in the mixture of the man they are to marry, and as a bonus, a vision of the children they are to have as well. It's nice to know that these superstitions were created in a time where it was thought that a woman had to be married, and of course only to a man. Kind of makes me wonder what the people who actually came up with these superstitions would think about our world today. In my opinion, our world and our belief systems today are so much more enlightened, but we still need some work. I'm not going to get up on a soapbox, though, so let's go ahead and skip to our fun phrase of the day. This is actually from one of my favorite books, and it is Mad as a Hatter, or Casually Insane. The damaging effects of certain chemicals were not yet known in the early days of the Industrial Revolution. Toxic mercury in the form of mercurous nitrate was commonly used to make the felt for handmade hats. After a few years in the profession, hat makers often fell ill and experienced tremors and hallucinations, turning them into real mad hatters. Of course, this saying was popularized by the eccentric hatter who hosts the tea party in Lewis Carroll's 1865 tome, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. My favorite novel. But yeah, this is actually one that I've always found very fascinating. And it's kind of sad too, you know, you think about it. These people went into work every day doing their trade and end up, you know, going crazy because of mercury poisoning. What a great way to go out. Thank God things have come along and gotten much better. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Random Oddities. Join us tomorrow for another daily dose of absolutely useless information. Keep it weird out there, pod people.
And that is all from the Book of Oddities. We are done with the Book of Oddities. Join us next week for more oddities.